Make sure you're subscribed to Issues Etc. Type Issues Etc. in your podcast provider, hit that subscribe button, and leave us a 5-star review. This will make it easier for other podcast listeners to find Issues Etc.
Here's a headline from the Los Angeles Times. Dodgers apologize and invite Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to Pride Night. Now, if you're thinking Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence is a Catholic group of nuns, you're wrong. It's kind of the opposite of that. And then just lately here on Twitter, the same Dodgers are inviting Christians to come out for their Christian Faith and Family Day. And it's not being well received by at least the Dodgers fans on Twitter. Welcome back to Issues Etc. Joining us to talk about the Los Angeles Dodgers inviting an anti-Catholic group for Pride Day, Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morse. She's founder and president of the Ruth Institute. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities. She's senior research fellow in economics for the Acton Institute and author of several books, including The Sexual State. Jennifer, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Todd. It's been a long time. Good to talk to you.
The media is sometimes referring to this group, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, as an anti-Catholic group. But does this group espouse ideas that really should offend far beyond the pale of Catholicism into all Christendom?
I totally agree with you. You know, it's obviously anti-Catholic because they're mocking a typical religious figure that's associated with Catholicism, namely with women religious who wear habits and so on and so forth. So they're obviously targeting us. But yeah, everybody should be upset about these guys because they're not only pro-gay, they're pro the most obnoxious kind of gay in the sense of being garishly, outlandishly costumed as women. And they've been at this for a long time, Todd. This is not their first rodeo. They've been around, I think, since the 1980s, I want to say. And they've produced all sorts of outrageous anti-religious attacks, you could say. So, yeah, we're the most obvious target, you could say. We're the most visible target. But their ultimate objective is to take down all of Christianity. That is for sure.
So go into a little more detail. Who are the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence? How would you describe the group?
Well, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence are a group of men who dress as women, and not just any women. They dress in very garish costumes. They typically have a whole white face of makeup on, and then they have what appears to be nuns' habits. You know, they put on nuns' veils and have those type of symbols in their garb. So they're a drag queen group that is specifically attacking and mocking nuns. They were drag queens before it was cool to be drag queens, you know what I mean? And so I think that should tell you that the object of drag queens is not tolerance. The object of drag queens is really ridicule of women. And that's why so many women are so fed up with the whole drag queen story hour, the whole pro-trans push that we see in our world today is because we see it, I think, largely incorrectly as an attack on the whole feminine sex, you know. But the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence have a long history of not only mocking the Catholic religion, but also blaming the Catholic religion for the problems of gay people. So, you know, if we would just shape up, AIDS wouldn't be such a big deal. All their problems are the result of intolerance by the Catholic Church. And so that's who they are, and that's what they stand for, Todd.
So tell us how the Dodgers organization has pretty grossly mishandled this situation.
Well, when it was first announced that they were going to give an award to them during their special ball game to honor Pride Month, there was a backlash. There was an immediate backlash. And then they withdrew the invitation, and now the invitation is back on again. So I think it's pretty clear that the Dodgers are not the main actor here. Somebody pressured them. Somebody has been pressuring them all along. And, you know, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, and I can't tell you who is pressuring them or what techniques they're using. But it's pretty obvious that this is not the Dodgers trying to maximize their ticket sales revenue, right? There's some other motivation at work in the background. I wish I knew what it was, but I don't know what it is. But it is pretty obvious that somebody is leaning on them to do this. And so mom, apple pie, and baseball used to be the quintessential American things. No more. every one of those things has to be taken over by the advocates of the sexual revolution. And honestly, when you think about it, first of all, the idea that Major League Baseball would have a practice of having a Pride Night, okay, you could say, well, maybe they're trying to make gay customers feel comfortable and welcome them to the ballpark. Okay, it has gone so far beyond anything like that now. You can't hide behind that kind of motivation anymore. This is an in-your-face attack on everybody who disagrees with the full sexual revolutionary agenda, not just the little tame parts of let's be nice to your gay nephew, but you are required now to accept the most outlandish kinds of costumed drag queens that are deliberately offensive. Or you're the problem. That is the message that the LA Dodgers and Major League Baseball are sending to the people of America. And if people of America haven't figured this out yet, I think now would be a good time to figure out that these people are not your friends.
The Dodgers aren't only re-inviting the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to appear there pregame for Pride Night. They're also honoring them with a Community Hero Award. What's your thoughts?
Right. That's what I'm talking about. They invented an award to give these people. And of all the people in the city of Los Angeles that you could pick out to honor as community heroes, why would you choose this particular group of people? There are people in the city of Los Angeles who sacrifice themselves for others day in and day out. In fact, there are probably some good orders of religious sisters who are actually helping people, who are teaching children and helping the sick and all the rest of it. But no, they chose this group of people to honor them as community heroes. And right now, it takes zero courage to come out as gay. It takes zero courage to come out as trans. These people hold the dominant position within society and with polite society, certainly. This has nothing to do with heroism or courage. This is a propaganda stunt from top to bottom. Of start to finish, this is a propaganda stunt. And people need to understand why these guys, why these people, why the whole sexual revolution requires so much propaganda. They require propaganda because what they are advocating is not sustainable naturally. If you advocate for a society where men and women get married to each other and only have sex with each other and take care of their own children, that is a society that is sustainable, that renews itself. Because when men and women have sex, they have babies, and generally speaking, people are attached to their babies. But if you tell people that any kind of sexual activity is all the same, the only thing that matters is that all adults get to have all the sex they want and nothing bad is ever going to happen. If that's the world you're promoting, and it is, that is what the sexual revolution is all about. That's what I talk about in the sexual state. That world is not sustainable. You have to prop it up at every turn because every aspect of it really, truly makes no sense. People get hurt by their disordered sexual activity all the time. Male, female, straight, gay, people of all ages can harm themselves by improper disordered sexual activity. Whereas it's possible and in fact desirable for men and women to get married, have sex only with each other and raise their kids. That's sustainable. The other is not sustainable. And that's why they need propaganda to make you think it's all okay, to take away any misgivings you might have, to paper over any problems that might arise. You know, they don't want people connecting the dots between what they're advocating and the problems they're experiencing, right? So it's constant, non-stop propaganda. That's what it's all about. And that's what Christians, particularly of all denominations, need to be on the lookout for. It. When you see this type of stuff, you need to put up a big wall in front of your psyche, in front of your heart, in front of your spirit, and say, I'm not letting that through the door. I know what they're trying to do to me, and I reject it.
You're an economist, Jennifer. How do you explain big business's capitulation to the LGBTQ movement, even in spite of the fact that it sometimes costs them a lot of money and a lot of customers and a lot of loyalty?
That is a great question. I wish I knew the answer to that question, because it's happened now too many times that you see the monetary bottom line being sacrificed for the sake of some kind of politically correct goal, generally associated with the sexual revolution. That's the one that they seem to be willing to go way out on a limb on and sacrifice profits for. So that's the real question. Why are they doing that? And the simplest theory, but it's one I can't prove, is that somebody's pressuring them to do it. I don't know who that is. I don't know why that would be. I saw an article some time ago. It was in the New York Post. It was talking about how BlackRock and Vanguard were at the Vanguard promoting wokeness, and that they had some kind of score, that they were going around Fortune 500 companies and saying, these are the things you need to do to rank high on our little ranking. But why people would capitulate to that is not clear to me. I don't know why they don't say, take your ranking and get lost, you know. But for whatever reason, that's exactly what's happening. They're sacrificing their bottom line for the sake of satisfying whoever it is that wants this type of political correctness.
My own St. Louis Cardinals, they have a Pride night. It's going to be June 9th this year. And it's the same night, I believe, no coincidence, that they're also holding what they call a play ball event for children, where the kids get to run around on the field before the game. Then the kids are also given a free ticket to the game that night. Why are the LGBTQ activists determined to target our children?
Oh, Todd, that is so... I hadn't heard that one. That's a new one even on me. Well, I think they're trying to normalize it. And the sooner they get into the child's mind and the sooner they separate the children from their parents' values, the easier it is for them to transform society in the way that they want. You see, Todd, what they're trying to do, you could think of it as there being a constitution, a sexual constitution that gives us the rules of the game for how we're supposed to have sex and what it's supposed to mean to us, who's allowed to have babies, under what circumstances you're allowed to have babies, and so on. There is such a thing as a sexual constitution that is the rules of the game that everybody's expected to play by. Well, at one time we had a Christian sexual constitution which said, get married, stay married, take care of your own kids, be satisfied with the kids that God gives you. That was the Constitution. Now these people want to replace it with something else. And what they want to replace it with is completely irrational. Do whatever you want. Nothing bad will happen to you. And so they have to indoctrinate people into that at a very early age, or they're not going to go along with it. It's not going to make sense. And part of it, Todd, is to separate children from the values of their parents. And so every opportunity that they can get to do that, they're going to take, they're going to seize. And so Christian parents need to be aware of these things and need to protect their kids. There's just no getting around it. It's full on psychological warfare against you and your children. And we need to be aware that that's what we're dealing with. You know, it used to be people could think to themselves, gosh, what they want isn't so bad. I'm going to avoid conflict. I'm just going to lay low and try to stay out of trouble. Hey guys, it's way past that now. If you don't actively resist, you and your kids are going to be swept away. That's the way it is now.
Finally, to where we began with the anti-Catholicism, the Dodgers obviously don't care as an organization how many of their Catholic patrons they offend or lose. Is anti-Catholicism, as many have pointed out, the last socially acceptable prejudice?
Oh, you bet. Anti-Catholicism is the last socially acceptable prejudice. And, you know, for a long time, it was Catholics against other Christians. Well, that's not the case anymore. Now, y'all could try to separate yourselves from us, but you're going to go down with us. You're either going to lose all your values or you're going to be on the train to Auschwitz with us, you know. And the reason they've singled out Catholicism, let's be clear, is because the clearest statement of traditional Christian sexual ethics can be found within the Catholic Church's official magisterial teaching, which is not to say that all Catholics do what they're supposed to be doing, or that we don't have plenty of problems, because of course we do. But we're the biggest target. And if they can take us down, or if they can co-opt us, which is what they've been really working on, if they can some combination of knock us down or co-opt us, then they've got an open beach. See? So that's why anti-Catholicism is the last acceptable prejudice in America.
Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris is founder and president of the Ruth Institute. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason universities. She's senior research fellow in economics for the Acton Institute and author of several books, including The Sexual State. You'll find a link to this book and to the Ruth Institute at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Talk On Demand Archives. Jennifer, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Next week on Issues Etc., we'll hear presentations from the 2020 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. Matt Walsh on woke ideology, the active and passive obedience of Christ with Pastor Hans Feeney, and Katie Faust on children's rights. I'm Todd Wilkin. Go to church on Sunday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois, is looking for an English teacher with a master's degree for the 2023-24 school year. Edwardsville is 30 minutes from downtown St. Louis. The position would involve teaching upper-level, dual-credit English classes. For more information, send an email to Principal Jay Krause, J-A-Y-K-R-A-U-S-E, at MELHS.org. Jay Krause at MELHS.org.
The third commandment teaches us to remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. We do this when we hold God's word sacred and gladly hear and learn it. Jesus invites the weak and heavy laden to rest in him, our true rest, because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. This weekend, rest in Jesus as you hear his word and receive his gifts. If you are in Southern Illinois, you're invited to join Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstadt to rest in the grace of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Learn more at trinitymillstadt.org.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
Do you dread going to work out? Performance Fitness in Edwardsville offers a fun, supportive, tight-knit community and environment. Visit them on the web at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. 618-692-5063 or performancefitness618.com. Performance Fitness of Edwardsville.